Yeah, the difference.
All right. Good morning. It is 9 a.m. on this 11th day of August, 2025. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was posted with the county clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, on the 7th day of August, 2025 at 1:57 p.m. Today present is myself, County Judge Liberty LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. We will start with a prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and ask for your continued blessings upon our county and our state, this great nation. We ask that you give blessings to those who are in need this morning. We also ask that you keep our minds focused to do the business of the people of this county in a productive and physically conservative manner. And we thank you for your son who died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And we ask all of these things in your holy, precious, and most sacred name. Amen. Next thing we'll do is the pledges.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
And before we sit down, I would like to sing happy birthday to our most senior member of the Commissioner's Court, Mr. J.R. Ashley. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear J.R. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, thank you.
Get it, help him with his chair.
Watch out.
All right. We will begin with the consent agenda, which is item number one.
There are no legal checks.
Okay, and here are the monthly reports. JP Precinct 1, June of 25. County Clerk, July of 25. Sheriff, July of 25. The Treasurer, June of 25. And the Treasurer, second quarter of 25. So the monthly reports.
Make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as
second.
Motion made by Lee, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, consider for approval payroll from July the 1st to the 15th, 2025, and July 16th through the 31st, 2025.
Okay, 7/15/2025, there was a payroll transfer for net pay of $103,434.03. The payroll taxes on the same date were $29,498.72. On 7/30/2025, net pay was $100,214.98. The payroll taxes to the federal tax deposit was $28,072.54. Also on 7/30, we had to TCDRS, which is our July 2025 retirement. The amount was $49,441.19. And then also on July 30th, we made our state fines and fees payments to the state comptroller. Those were in the following amounts. Second quarter e-filing fees were $340. Second quarter civil fees were $3,363.60. The second quarter criminal cost and fees were $12,650.10. And then we had a second quarter specialty court fees in the amount of $392.42. And that's it.
Motion to approve the payroll from July the 1st through 15th of 2025 and July the 16th through the 31st of 2025 as presented by our Treasurer, TJ.
Second.
Got a motion in 2 seconds. We'll call that for Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, enter to the minutes. CEU hours for the following. Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb. Certificate of completion for 2025 for successfully completing 11 hours of Educational Training. That is a non-action item, so we will move on to item number 4. Consider for approval the address number 8732 for the private road located at the end of the Old Jefferson Road in Marion County Precinct 4 in accordance with EDCOG 911 addressing guidelines.
I was called by EDCOG. They were wanting to put a private road down there in this little area. It's, I think there's about 7 houses back in there, and they were needing to kind of get that straightened out. So that's what that's about. So I'm making the motion for the approval of the address number 8732 for the private road located at the end of Old Jefferson Road in Marion County, Precinct 4, in accordance with EDCOG 911 addressing guidelines.
Second, but before we vote, just to comment on that, I like it that you've got the numbers. Your first number is double of your precinct 4. And in precinct 1, we try to keep the private roads numbered, but it's always going to start with a 5 and does not relate. So it's never shows that it's in one of the regular precincts, but it's private.
Yep. So motion by Lee, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 5, consider for approval commercial driver's license training agreement for Precinct 1 employees Jeff Davis and Franklin Warner, authorizing Commissioner J.R. Ashley to sign.
As you know, my main man, Prentice, that can pull a trailer, has been off for 5 weeks. We don't know when he's coming back. These things, according to Shanna, when you do a contract, it's kind of the standard county contract. If somebody's going to, and we're going to pay up front their license, they're responsible for, and it's a contract that they signed, they're responsible for paying it all back the first year. If they stay between 1 and 2 years and quit, resign, or are relieved, they have to pay back half of it. So it's around $3,000, and this they work this in Longview. I think it's Longhorn CDL. And Shannon was asking me, how are they going to be off work and take this? Well, they work, they teach 7 days a week, but we're not going to be able to teach them or train them until November. They're that far behind getting licensed. So this will get us out of a bind.
Well, and with that being said, I would believe it's no different than when we go to training. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're training, you're at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, motion to approve commercial driver's license training agreement for Precinct 1 employees Jeff Davis and Franklin Warner, authorizing myself, J.R. Ashley, to sign.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 6, consider for approval, quote, for PSAP recorder replacement and dispatch to be reimbursed by the East Texas Council of Governments, authorizing the county judge to sign. That has to do with our 911 system. Luckily for all of us, EDCOG gets, I would imagine, some grant funding for that. And I think they save us, I wouldn't put a dollar amount on it, but they save us more money than we could afford on this stuff.
I'll make a motion for the approval of the quote for the PSAP recorder replacement in dispatch to be reimbursed by EDCOG, authorizing the county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Which one are you accepting? You've got 3 different bids.
Oh.
I didn't see the.
You got one from commercial, one from Mexicon, and one from Vistacon.
That's going to be the cheapest. It's going to be the first one.
So we got to put the dollar amount and the name of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first.
No, I mean, I'm sorry.
One of them is $34,334.40. That's the second one. The third one is going to be $34,465. So I will. First one doesn't have a name.
I think your cover sheet.
Commercial electronics. So we're going to rescind what we just did, and I'm going to make a motion to approve the bid for the PSAP recorder replacement and dispatch to be awarded to Commercial Electronics in the amount of $12,100.
Second.
Motion made by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thanks, you. So So we got that signed. Yeah. That's less than half of what the other two were. So the second was $38,730, and the third one was $34,465. That was easy. Thanks, Hugh.
You're welcome. Should be a minute, too.
Yeah. So I've got that signed. Before we adjourn, give me just a minute. And she told me that right before I came in here. Your birthday threw us off.
I've been on the agenda two times.
Did what?
Well, I'm up there at the birthday, then I'm number five again.
Right? Yeah.
I feel special.
You should. Good deal.
Are we ready? Motion to adjourn?
We're ready, birthday boy. Motion made to adjourn by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are adjourned.
I didn't see that till after we started.